say the king.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome aboard
my beloved brothers and sisters from every corner of this wonderful and hopeful blue orb of this wonderful, you know, country and this wonderful, you know, community. You know, wherever you are located, brother and sister, I send you greetings. I send you blessings from my heart to your heart in respect. Welcome, beloved burners. You know, go burning. Hashtag still burning. Hashtag feel the burn. Yes, baby, feel the burn. Feeling the burn. Still burning. I'm feeling the burn because our brother Bernie Sanders is still in the race, okay? Namaste in the race, he said. He's in the race. And he's just an incredible chess player, you know, that it's has all these wonderful moves, all this strategy. And this we're playing the chess game of the masters. You know what I mean? The one who is going to free humanity from all this corporate and banking control of absolutely every part of your reality. It's in control. I call them the power they wear because they control is being removed as we speak, and you know, as you listen to this, they're being removed from power by the forces of the light and by the patience, prayers of every single, you know, soul and hopeful heart that is out there, you know, just wishing for a better life for their families, for their children, for their loved ones, for their community, for their, you know, cities, countries, etc. So this is the time that we all agreed to be here on this wonderful day on making headlines on July 23rd, 2016. Wow, amazing times. We have so many things going on, like WikiLeaks, the so-called WikiLeaks, that are incredibly, you know, amazing and incredibly incriminating to the staff of the DNC, as well as now WikiLeaks is announcing to release even more evidence against the other candidate for president, against our beloved brother Bernie Sanders. But you know, I'm telling you, it's all the divine plan is unfolding, brother and sister, burner, and from every part of this wonderful country, wonderful, you know, blue orb. There's so many good-hearted, you know, beings right here, right now, assisting humanity to free ourselves of all these, you know, horrible and also kind of like childlike beings. They don't know what they're doing, you know, because they're blinded by the hate and by the mind control. So there is also a huge lesson for everyone to face, you know, all these situations, not just with the from the ego base, you know, they say, oh, you know, this person needs to you know, pay for this or for that, you know what I mean? But how about let's in every situation, brother, it's there's always an option to to react with love or with compassion or with understanding, you know what I mean, instead of with hate or with anger, you know what I mean, right away, you know. Do you notice that, you know, the way that the energy is right now? You see, let me explain to you this. We're being transformed, okay, inside and out. Just write it down so you can, you know, just understand the how deep of the transformation is occurring right now inside of every being on Earth right now, billions, over 7.5 billion souls, okay, on Earth, as well as every other single biological being, animal, plant, or mineral, that is being transformed molecularly and chemically from being a carbon 12 base to an absolute, you know, crystal type of composition, crystal 7. So we are all becoming crystal. We are becoming more, you know, sensitive. We're gaining more senses, per se, coming online, and we're not ready for them because we are too much based on the fear. You know, the majority of people are, because of all the, you know, mind controlling through television and through all the, you know, just turn your TV off. That's what I did 5 years ago. I turned off my television, throw it away, and that's it. You know what I mean? Maybe just as a monitor, but that's about it. Not as a television, because it's pretty much you're being bombarded by subliminal, mind-controlling, you know, frequencies, energies that are affecting your health, affecting your heart, affecting your soul, and keeping you away farther and farther from the true self and the higher self and divine self that you are, every single one of you, okay? Because every single one of you are so amazing and so beautiful, are so incredibly, you know, special. And we're being separated every time you watch those horrible, you know, fear-mongering news that in every single major media, they're absolutely dedicated to put you in fear, okay? That is their job. That is what they're being paid for. It's not what they, nothing is as it seems. They work for a very clever, dark organization that has connections and powers in every industry. It's an octopus that has been gaining, and the rabbit hole is very, very deep. And you have to, this, we're going to be updating every week new videos, new films. Please check out ashtatv.com. You can check out this film about the, you know, infamous Bilderberg Group, which is, you know, the one that has all this control in every industry, politics, government. They're the ones who select every single president, U.S. president, you know, since the last president appointed by the people was our brother JFK. After that, every single one has been put by. That's why their choice is you know, HRC. That's their choice. But that it's all about the people to say never HRC. Hashtag never HRC and never Trump's hate. Okay, hashtag never HRC, and then hashtag never Trump's hate. Okay, however, hashtag feel the burn, okay, or hashtag still Bernie or still Sanders. Okay, Bernie Sanders is still on, and this is what this is all about. This is all about the chess move of the masters. This is a game of the masters that requires masters to stay calm. Okay, CALM. Just write this word down. Calm. Okay, stay calm. Just stay calm, brother and sister, because that's precisely what I was trying to tell you. That, you know, from the bigger picture, let's put it like that. From the bigger picture, you know what I mean? We are being, literally, we're flying through the cosmos, okay? In this so-called, you know, solar system. That is just like imagine there is a plate that every piece is, you know, glued together to the plate, okay? Every, you know, planet, every star, you know, in the solar system is all glued to this plate. And this plate is flying through the cosmos and is going right now, which is happens every 500 billion years. So this, bump into this region that is called the photon belt. Okay, it's a circle. It's all about a circle of cycles. Okay, and this cycle is about the photonic belt that is magnifying your emotions and altering your DNA, RNA from core. Do you understand, my beloved sister and our brother? You are being altered. Okay. And taken to higher dimensions, okay? I know it's hard to understand. You're being, you know, invited to dance with these magnificent energies of love, of divine love, highly charged electromagnetic frequencies coming out of the sun, coming out and coming from the amazing central sun, and suns, beyond suns, and beyond suns, you know, through the magnificent logos and the Elohim and the beloved, you know, central sun is sending these magnificent energies of divine love that are already part of this cycle, of this cycle of awakening, of this cycle of revolution. But people are feeling the burn. You're not feeling the burn. I'm feeling like it's a not in my name kind of thing. No more I'm going to be accepting this way of life. You know what I mean? Not in my name. You're going to be opposed all these rules and regulations and these laws that you don't agree with. And put these the puppets that are used working for this horrible dark cabal that is falling, is free falling, you know? So, free falling for the cabal. Cabal is free falling, and I send them, you know, light and love to everybody. There's no hate, it's only, you know, in the bigger picture and in the endless, eternal time continuum, passion is all about forgiveness. It's all about joy. You know, the experiences that we agreed in the learning. It's all about the learning, the expanding of our souls, the eternal souls that each one of us are and are just being prepared for the next phase of your evolution. Okay? There's nothing to fear about, and it's nothing. And I'm not talking about religion at all here. I'm talking about love. My religion is love, L-O-V-E, that's it. I have no religion, okay? I have no religion. My religion is love. That's it. Only love for every single being, you know, on earth, for every soul that is in pain and suffering, and therefore reacting in a negative way. I feel for them. I feel sorry for them. I feel pain. I feel compassion. I feel love for everybody. Because we are all one. That's why I invite you to check out also, you know, our blog that you can send comments and as well as your donations if you wish to help our work that since 2011 or even since 1999 rather, we were already doing a lot of work on helping communities. But now it's all about, you know, shedding the light and the love, finding, you know, the right information through all this disinformation. Because right now, the media, even the alternative media, the internet is full of information and disinformation. There's a lot of disinformation. The cabal and people that work for HRC and others are hiring trolls and people that are willing to try to confuse people. But you know what, brother and sister, I'm going to tell you the secret of secrets. And it's all about listening to your heart. Close your beautiful eyes and just breathe. Breathe not just the air, but breathe the light. Breathe the light that you are. Breathe green light for healing. You need healing. Breathe green light and exhale all the pain, all the sickness, all the stress, all the, you know, anxiety. Exhale it out. Bring the light and exhale the pain. Exhale the blame. No more judgment, only love. No judgment, only love, brother and our sister. No hate, only love. Please, no more hate, no more war, only love. It's time for love. It's time to love, please. There's this so-called WikiLeaks. Just exposing, you know, so many fraud, so much corruption in the DNC, in multiple, you know, in every, you know, government, you know, level, in every government, in every agency that you can imagine. There is so much coming out through WikiLeaks. So keep your eyes on WikiLeaks, and or also, you know, sign up at siamericas.com. Sign up to be on the know. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ SI Americas. Okay. You know, join some of our wonderful Facebook groups. And facebook.com/groups/ SI California. SI, you know, same facebook.com/groups/ SI New York, SI Florida, SI, you know, Colorado, SI, you know, Arizona, SI, every single state, SI Hawaii, SI, you know, Ohio, Illinois, you know, Wisconsin, so if you are driving, you know, you can connect with some of the partners from these groups, and we also have the facebook.com/groups/ Bernie News. So join to and to share, you know, Bernie News, okay? Bernie News. Hashtag still burning, and hashtag feel the burn, and hashtag Bernie Sanders already won, period. Okay, so that's that is what's going on, brother and sister. There's it's all well and it's all getting better. Okay, that's what I can tell you. The WikiLeaks are gonna help big time. And there's so many whistleblowers, so many people with radio shows like this one right here. I started, radio.com, that since 2011, we've been broadcasting from the heart every single week, okay? So please help us, help our work to continue, help us make a film, another film. We'll put your name, your website on the credits of the film, okay? Films that are going to be seen by millions of people in film festivals, you name it, online, and from all over the world, okay? So film power could help the resolution, to thrive by putting your 2 cents, do something, keep fighting, okay? Keep fighting, brothers and sisters. So that is, the other, we're going to just listen to this wonderful message to light workers, okay? Caroline, Oceana, Ryan. So with light and love, I send you my rainbow from the heart, okay? And I assure that, assure you, brother and sister, that all is well. Everything is okay. Just say these 3 words every day from the heart and close your beautiful eyes and say, forgive, 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 forgive yourself, forgive everybody. If you can do that, you're free, you're going higher. But if you want to go higher, Jesus said, be grateful, 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 be grateful. Be grateful, brother and or sister. You count your blessings every day. So you are you alive? Do you have 2 legs? Do you have 2 arms? Do you have ears? Can you see? Can you walk? I mean, come on. Focus on the good. Count your blessings, will you? And be grateful to the people that help you, okay? Like I am helping you, be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. What's the best nation in the world? Donation. 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 So please send a donation at #TV.com and or weareallone.com, which is weareallone.com. It's weareallone.com. Check out #radio.com and or #TV.com. And keep in touch and send us your comments, your donations, your questions. And send the questions to Ashtar, questions to Ashtar. There is so much going on. What I can tell you is that President Obama will be proclaiming Nesara. Nesara, before he leaves office, you will have wonderful news. All your, what our brother Bernie Sanders is going after, pretty much the root of goodness, of absolute debt forgiveness, okay? What is called jubilee of debt, okay? In absolute debt forgiveness, you will get all your credit cards forgiven, all your car loans forgiven, your school loans forgiven, your mortgage forgiven, okay? All debt forgiven, because it's mostly fraud from the bankers. That happened already in Iceland. So check it out. Iceland. Iceland. Iceland, 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 Iceland already happened in the country of Iceland. They put the bankers in jail. They put, all those corrupted government officials in jail. And that's what's happening in every part of the world, in every country, including the USA. So those that are listening, if you're not from the working for the good and for the life and for the people, you better, change your ways, because there's life forces, angels and archangels and earth angels and human angels. They're after, those that are not from the light, okay? So this is the time that That's the true judgment, where the good-hearted ones, they have nothing to worry about. If you're a good-hearted person, you have nothing to worry about. Just stay calm. Don't worry about anything. Everything is okay. I'm telling you, I'm your brother Ashton and your servant, okay? From the heart, I'm telling you, everything is okay. Because you're a co-creator. You're co-creating with your emotions. You want to be everything okay for you now, so be okay now. You want the next moment to be okay now, so be okay now. If you are stressed now, you're going to be stressed in the next moment. Does that make sense? Just stay calm. Stay balanced, in harmony. That's why it's important to meditate, to connect to Mother Earth, to walk barefoot, to lay down on the grass, on the earth. You know what I mean? Please, connect with our Mother Earth. Send it your light and your love. Receive the energies of the divine from our beloved central sun, through the sun, into your chakras above your head. Receive it, okay? Integrate it. Every single chakra, visualize each color, okay? Integrate it and then send this beautiful light to the center of Mother Earth, like a ball of light coming from your feet, from your root chakra, your earth chakra, okay? If you want to learn more about it, hire me. I am available for hire as a guidance, spiritual guide, Reiki distance, distance Reiki healing of anything. If you believe, everything can be healed. So, tag me at ashtartv.com or the ashtarradio.com. I'm here at your service. Send us your donations, send us your blessings, and we're okay. We're doing okay, and we're creating tsunamis of love every single day. Meet me at 11:11 a.m. or p.m. daily. You want to help Bernie Sanders, you want to help your loved ones, you want to help yourself, meet me. That's when the divine time opens, the portals open, doors open of divinity, of good vibes, good vibrations. At 11:11 a.m. and 11:11 p.m., your local time, you are the temple. You don't have to go to any church or anything. Right here, just close your eyes, wherever you are. Just breathe in the light, the green light of healing, the blue light of protection. Keep fighting, keep breathing. Keep breathing the light and keep sending the love. And visualize that Bernie Sanders already won as the next U.S. president of the United States of America and the world. They will help the world to get out of the slavery, out of poverty, with all this help that is already here. Okay? So I send you light and love as well in behalf of my beloved brother, Lord Sananda, also known as Jesus Christ. You knew him as Jesus Christ. And he's here, and he's coming from your heart. He's coming out of your heart, believe it or not. So anyway, here is the message from two light workers.
The galactic and angelic beings known as the collective. Greetings, for much is shifting in your world, and not only in ways that are visible and reported upon by your news media, but in ways that you more sense or feel than outwardly see. And that ability to feel, to know inwardly that the world is shifting in beautiful, profound, undeniable ways, as it moves ever higher on the spectrum of universal consciousness. Ever higher in frequency and intent, that intuitive inner knowing is a beautiful gift that you have always had, and are now realizing more and more. And yes, the world appears to be in tumult, yet in part, you came for this. You came to see this moment when the Earth's outer structures were breaking down. You came to witness the last gasp moment of fear-based ideas and actions, knowing in your heart of hearts that you would also feel the growing surge of divine love, and even divine joy, breaking through and spreading throughout the Earth's etheric field. You knew the way would be rocky. And you knew that in the last days, before the great change, which is already occurring, in step, there would be outer signs of collapse, whether of governments or economies or parts of the Earth herself. Yet your excitement as you prepared for this great adventure in these ascension times was so powerful that you felt no trepidation at the thought of living another life in these last days of third-dimensional Earth. You could see, even before arriving, how the smoke was clear, that the liars would be exposed, that the fraudulent, unjust systems would be dissolving. We could point out the many beautiful declarations and actions of those who carry the spirit of the NESARA, National Economic Security and Reformation Act, whether they have consciously heard that name or not. They may or may not describe what they do as being part of the process of bringing forth NESARA law. Yet the energy and intent of their work is just that, as they tunnel through centuries of resistance to release and celebrate the powers of compassion, equality, peace, and divine love in human affairs. Do not doubt your resolve, your inner power which is sprung directly from your soul and your interconnection with one another, and with all life in this universe. There is no need to question whether you are strong enough to carry on or outer obstacles, till you come to the moment of finally remembering who you are and why you are here. You know these obstacles well, whether they are rooted in past lives or the current ones. Many appear as inner blockages, holding you back.
Yes, what a wonderful message. Please check out ashtaradio.com and or ashtatv.com. Sign up free at siamericas.com and or send us a message to Facebook. Go to facebook.com/siamericas. Okay. So as a promise, I promise to talk about Mars today also. And we're talking about Mars because NASA is claiming to hiring farmers, they're hiring engineers, they're hiring all kinds of personnel to take them to Mars for the next few years. Now, that's the headline. However, the truth, okay, let me tell you this. Since the 1930s, okay, let's put it this way. Since the 30s, the Nazi Germans, okay, developed UFOs with help of not from this planet. They are reptilian origin, very dark and at that time and had a lot of power. Not anymore. They're not in power anymore. They don't have they're not even on planet Earth anymore. Just the minions, just the people that left in power are left here. Not just the good ones are left. The good ETs, are the ones left who are helping humanity get out of the hole. Okay? So, literally, we were invaded by aliens, literally, by bad aliens, since then, since the 30s, 1930s. They were all over. They were, that's that octopus that I talked about, they're in control of every industry, every banking, every bank, central bank, every government. That's who's really behind this Bilderberg group. They're the actual reptilians, the reptilians who are behind all this, and behind all this is some artificial intelligence dark entity that is also dying now. Okay, so for you to listen to the rest of the message would be great. So basically, related to Mars, that's what happens. So since the 30s, these people are starting going to the moon, they're starting going to Mars, and even to other planets, even to other galaxies, literally. However, there is whistleblowers, they're coming out. Like, for instance, this U.S. Marine who spent 17 years on Mars, authorized to reveal the truth, okay? So there we go. You have Randy Kramer, ladies and gentlemen, a.k.a. Captain K, okay, USMC, claims to have spent 17 years on Mars and 3 years serving on a secret space fleet that has just released his, you know, information. He's having some sort of a newsletter, actually. So it has his responses to a number of questions from the general public sent to him by email or Facebook. For those that, you know, follow Captain K material, there will be fascinating details on issues covered more generally in earlier interviews, articles. Below are some of the highlights from this significance. The most pertinent information, in my opinion, is that Randy is still acting under direct orders from his military superiors, a brigadier general and colonel serving in a covert branch of the U.S. Marine Corps called the Special Section, which was covered in that last interview with him. Colonel Jameson put me in touch with a man identified himself as Brigadier General Smith. This is Dr. Salas speaking. General Smith gave me a fairly long winded explanation about, quote, soulless freaks, end quote, his words, on the committee he was supposed to answer to, and the serious disagreements by the USMC SS brass with said committee. Without elaborating, he was Dr. Salas was satisfied with his explanation of the situation on his end. But he personally gave him the go ahead, he said, and I quote, "I am giving you the go ahead to go public with everything you know," end quote. I asked everything and he said everything. And then we had a deal. As long as I had the assurance that my direct chain of command was behind me, that I had no restrictions on truthful content, I knew it was for real and that he was for real. No one, not even an enemy, would want me to do that or tell me to do that. He even said I could use his name, which I just did, to let them people know who me that I answered to him and only to him. And if they didn't like it, they could take it up with him. So, one of the issues covered during these interviews was that the mind control techniques used on him and other Marine Corps recruits was not trauma-based as was common with other covert programs. Here, Randy gives more details on the two different types of mind control used by covert military services. The techniques used to make him have been described to me as a, quote, with a grain, end quote, a style of programming as opposed to most against the grain, the styles of programming that try to force super soldiers to kill anything, anytime, anywhere. And as human animals, most of us just aren't made this way. So we resist, and the main function then becomes the urge to resist rather than creating the best super soldier you can. You only create the most compliant. They quote, with a grain, end quote, style programming doesn't try to create something that kills on command, but rather it creates a deep-seated instinct